Capital One, thank you so much for the support of this podcast. I've been paying attention. I see that you put people first. You're both igniting positive change and becoming a force of good in our communities. And you're really making sure that you're giving back with nonprofit organizations and local leaders to get the real important work done. If you all want to find out more of what they're up to, head on over to CapitalOne.com/about. The advice, dress the role you want to be in, is not enough. It is shortchanging you on your best possible opportunities. I'm going to explain why in just a second. It's time for Wake Up and Level Up. Matt, I'm so pumped up. Let's go. All right, so the typical advice that we all hear is dress for the role you want to be in. Dress for the role you want to be in. And I get it. It's nice advice to start to think about how to dress differently, but it falls short on all the things you actually need to do in order to have that full transformation of where you want to be. So I call this the as-if theory. It's just an idea that came into my mind about how do I act as if I'm already where I want to be? What do I need to look like as if I'm already where I want to be? What do I need to read? What do I need to eat? What do I need to do to be as if? So when you think of the as-if theory, what you're really saying is, what is my future self? And how do I best prepare now to become my future self, as if? So I don't care if you're looking to figure out how you're going to get upward mobility in your career. I don't care if you're saying, I want to become the CEO of a new company. I don't care if you're saying, I want to start a new passion, a new hobby, a new interest. As if theory says, okay, that's what you want to go after. Well, now you have to start acting as if, reading as if, researching as if, doing as if. So it's not just good enough to look the part. We have to actually start to perform all elements of what that part is going to require. So let's put this into real terms. Right now, many of you know that we've had a successful run with the Never Settle show, launching it independently. But you also know that we could be having much, much more significant distribution, having much, much more significant impact, and doing much, much more with the Never Settle brand. So the question I have to ask myself and the question I have to ask my team and everyone else around is, how do we act as if we are making that impact? How do we act as if we are getting that significant distribution? How do we act as if we already are having events, other products, books, other things that we're doing? How do we start to act, read, research, eat, walk, talk? How do we act as if we are already there? What changes do we have to start making and putting into place? If you want to be a successful author, you need to act like a successful author. Act as if. If you want to be a successful CEO or a successful entrepreneur, you need to act, read, write as if you are that successful entrepreneur. If you want to just get something done in your community, you need to act as if you're the person that can get it done. So this isn't just about being fake. This isn't just about trying to fake it till you make it. This is actually quite different. This is saying, that's who I want to be. Let me take two steps forward. All right, now I can feel this. Now I can visualize it. That's the person I want to be. That's my future self. Now let me take a step back. In order to be that person, what are all the things that I think that person does in order to be where they are? I have to go and act as if. So don't dress for the role you want to be in. Act, eat, dress, think, talk, walk, do as if the role you want to be in. Now that I woke you up, it's time for you to level up.